Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 today, verses 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians 3, 17 and 18. It says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." Listen again to these verses we're going to get our challenge from today. "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." Folks, listen, we've been saying how we're not under the law. We're free from the law in Christ, but we're to use our freedom now to allow Christ to continue to make us more like Jesus. That's what our challenge is today. We're free from the law. God's not judging us on how well we do on keeping the law. We've been set free from the law. Now we've been made new. We are now children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, does that mean that we can do lawlessness and whatever we want? No, the Bible's very, very clear that now that we're saved, we're to live for Jesus and not for ourselves. And also, we're not to use our freedom from the law as an excuse for sin. Listen to Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. "For you were called to freedom, brothers, only don't use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." 1 Peter chapter 2, listen to verse 16. 1 Peter 2:16. "Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God." Because of the fact that we're no longer under the law, and God's not judging us if once we're saved and made right with Him through faith in Jesus, and He gives us His Spirit, He's not judging us as to how we're doing with the law. A lot of people say, well, then that means I can just do whatever I want. Well, I say to you, good luck with that, because here's the deal. For those of us who have been born again, who have Christ live within us, He's now working on a predestined plan that He had to conform us into the image of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 29, "For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers." Once He saves you, He's not done. And you may say, hey, I'm free from the law. I can live for my flesh. I can do whatever I want. No, Christ is in you, He's going to be working now from inside to conform you into the image of His Son. And He's going to be working with you, convicting. He's going to be rebuking. He's going to be chastising in love. He's going to be disciplining you. He's going to be shaping you. He's going to be working to make you into the image of Jesus Christ. Listen again, verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 3. "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." If you can look me in the eye and say, I'm a Christian and I can do whatever I want, I question whether or not Christ is really in you. Because those of us who have given our lives to Jesus no longer live for ourselves, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15, but for the one who died for us. We've been bought with a price, and we're to glorify God with our body. Yes, our flesh is still there, and our flesh still wants to sin, but we have that struggle now because Christ is in us, and we want to yield to the Spirit of God, yet our flesh wants to disobey. Romans 7 issue there, verses 14 and following. We have this struggle going on, but over time, little by little, we're being conformed and transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. There has been a process of transformation in the life of Jim Johnson over the years, and it's still in the works, and hopefully in you as well. But I can tell you right now, even though I got saved in 1973 and His Spirit came to indwell me then and I was eternally secure at that moment, He's been doing a work in my life, helping me to become more and more like Jesus on a daily basis, and I'm yielding to it. And I pray you are as well. Behold Jesus. Yes, you've got freedom. Don't use your freedom to do what you want, but you're free. Enjoy that. Enjoy the peace and the joy that comes from that. Yet look to Him and allow Him to shape you into His image. And guess what? You'll keep His law. Oh, we serve in the new way, not in the old way of the written code, but in the new way of the Spirit. Hope this helps some people out there today. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.